T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joe, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning with a wind chill of 13 to 27 degrees. Financial relief for small businesses opens today.
Nearly $350 billion in low-interest loans are available for small business owners today, part of a $2 trillion economic rescue package.
You get the money, you'll get it the same day. You use this to pay your workers. Please bring your workers back to work. If you've let them go, you have 8 weeks plus overhead.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Small Business Administration has worked to ensure the program is compatible with lenders. Loans will provide up to 2.5 months of average monthly payroll and are forgiven if employers retain or rehire their workforce. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple held his weekly news briefing yesterday outside downtown City Hall. He says during the pandemic, efforts are underway to make sure that the city's homeless population is part of the community's continuum of care.
Humankind and Unity Rescue Mission is making sure their clients are maintaining physical distancing, using temperatures, taking temperatures, and isolating those who display any symptoms. The City Public Housing Department is looking at our funding resources and potentially relocating funding to help the homeless population.
In other community efforts, Wichita State University is utilizing some of its resources to produce masks for medical use.
United Way of the Plains President and CEO Pat Hanrahan tells KNSS News the agency's 211 hotline is helping callers who suspect they have COVID-19.
Over the last week and a half for sure, we're averaging about one call a minute, and that's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., which are our peak hours. About one call a minute. That's our volume is up, I think it's like 93% since March 3rd.
Pat Hanrahan, our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
The pandemic has yet to fully hit the Kansas state budget.
State tax collections fell only $8.6 million short of expectations in March. The State Department of Revenue reported that tax collections last month were $523.4 million when the state projected collections of $532 million. The shortfall was only 1.6%. It was also $1.4 million more than the state took in during March of last year. State officials expect job losses and a decrease in economic activity to cut into state revenues in the next report. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, comprised of the Department of Revenue, Division of Budget, Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet on April 20th.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced a new committee to oversee the $1 trillion authorized for coronavirus relief.
Where there's money, there's frequently mischief. That warning from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as she explained her creation of a select committee to provide new oversight of the $2 trillion economic rescue law.
This is not a kind of a investigation of the administration. It's about the whole, there's things that are so new and the rest, and we want to make sure that they're not exploiters out there.
The legislation approved by Congress and signed into law by the president does include the creation of an inspector general and oversight board to oversee Treasury Department programs. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters a new House committee is redundant. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now heading into the weekend, let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some light precipitation is possible this morning as much colder air has settled into south-central Kansas with a clearing sky or high in the low 40s with gusty north winds. Clear and quiet tonight, our low 31. High pressure then moves on off to the east tomorrow. It's going to be sunny and 53, 65 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now light freezing drizzle, 27 degrees, north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour, wind chill 13. That means driving conditions are awful. And Jad, there's still have a lot of accidents out there on the interstates. And 54.
That's right. K96 and 151st Street West. That the latest one that they've announced out there. And apparently, again, that's a semi truck that's in the median now because of a slide off and an accident there. So
these semis are doing just sliding off.
Yeah, those elevated roadways bad this morning.
All right, Palm Sunday's coming up this weekend. It kind of snuck up on some of us, I think. It's a Christian movable feast that falls on the Sunday before Easter, and the feast commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, an event mentioned in each of the four Gospels as he rode through it on a colt or whatever, and the palm branches. So it's going to be this weekend. A lot of people not going to church because of the coronavirus and the pandemic. So I guess there'll be some virtual churches going on, Ted, on the net and so forth.
Sure.
So that's going to be.
That's what I've been doing the last few weeks.
Last few weeks, doing it, using the internet, put it to good work there. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'd like to talk about somebody we know to, let's talk about the League 42, which apparently is not going to play their games this year. And it's a baseball league. It was founded by our friend Bob Lewis, right? Tell us about it.
Yeah, of course.
Give us some background on him.
Bob, longtime Wichita Eagle reporter. And of course, he's on the air every day on the drive, on the afternoons over on KFH between 4 and 6. Bob he's a baseball guy.
Yeah,
he's like
he
me. He's a hardcore baseball person.
Yeah.
And he really was kind of lamenting the fact that as the years go by, fewer and fewer kids play baseball.
Yeah.
They've kind of given up on it, and there aren't a lot of programs, and you see kids getting into football and basketball, but not baseball. And Bob kind of said, I'd like to do something about that. Let's start up something that really delves into not the fact that it's a competitive thing with parents and things like that. He just wanted to have a league where baseball is stressed and giving young kids exposure to it that might not otherwise have that opportunity, and to see if they'll catch that bug and love baseball for the rest of their lives. So that's kind of what he's done. And he and couple of buddies of his kind of have built it up over the years, and it's been a very robust youth baseball program in the city of Wichita now for the last several years.
And let's be clear about this, because I grew up playing baseball in Little League, and my son played some, and my daughters played softball, and the thing is that there are leagues to play baseball, kids play baseball, but some of them are very, I would say, very exclusive.
They're ultra competitive.
They think every one of these kids is going to be the next Mickey Mantle or whatever.
And money comes into it, too. Sometimes it's very expensive.
And travel.
Bob really focuses on League 42 as well, being something that doesn't matter what
your income level
is. It doesn't matter if you can afford it or not. You can come play and be part of this league.
I think my daughter and son-in-law and my grandkids donated bats and gloves to them. So he's taking all this. Yes, great sports equipment that it just doesn't wear out.
Yep.
An aluminum bat or whatever goes on forever. So he's taking stuff like that. A couple of years ago, I did an interview with him on the Issue Show on the weekend, and I wound up writing him a check to help him out. But the thing is that Bob's not just talking about taking the kids and making them into athletes. He's talking about helping them to study after school.
Yeah,
he's doing
stuff
all
like
kinds
that
of stuff.
And
it's just a great, great thing that Bob's been doing. And the other people who are involved in
it. Yes, and just getting kids exposed to baseball at a young age and something they might love for the rest of their lives.
Yet the point is he's not going to have a season this year?
But I guess the announcement's been made that they're not going to rev up for games this season.
Hmm.
So take a year off.
Well,
it's a great organization. We wish them the best, and hope that they can rev things up again in 2021, just like so many other things.
No, but we salute Bob. I do, anyway. I think, and you do, too. You're doing great work. Thank you, sir, for doing that. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted, you know it's Friday. You know what that means, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Secret Sound Friday. And we're going to play the sound bite for you one more time here, Jed. Here's your clue. Occasionally, this sound is followed by someone saying, Yahtzee. Think you know what it is? Give us a call. 869-1330. If you know, you could win two large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. Secret Sound Friday with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:41 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. Local business leaders working remotely. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.